Hello and welcome to the Place-Based Methodologies at UTS podcast series. I am Ilaria Vania Carigi and today I'm here with Angela Giovanangeli from the School of International Studies, Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences. Angela is a cultural historian and cultural geographer, and she has a special interest in place and also in intercultural learning and in general cultural diversity in the city. Welcome, Angela.
Hello, Ilaria.
I will start asking you how you understand place in your research.
I've been working with Mike Krang's work on cultural geography. In this work, Krang examines how places develop meaning for people. According to Krang, the landscapes we inhabit can mean different things to different people and at different times. So the point that Krang makes is that the meaning of places can change, can be contested, and can be associated with social ideologies. Krang also talks about symbolic landscapes, referring to how landscapes can be manipulated to support specific projects or objectives. Here, Krang is talking about how landscapes are more than just material features, but products of society's cultures, and that these cultures are made up of ideas, practices, and objects. So, for example, think about the Sydney Opera House. We could ask questions such as why features like white sails or shells were chosen for the design, why the building was placed strategically on the harbour, and why the site was chosen in the 1950s for the performing arts. If we go back to Krang's work, the key is in examining how places develop meaning for people.
Thank you. And more specifically, which methodology do you use when you research place?
I work a lot with the case study methodology to explore places. As my case study, I like to examine a city and some of the activities taking place in the city. When I do a case study, I usually use two approaches: observation and interviews. I often like to complement the case study with a textual methodology. So I work a lot with photo documentation or visual analysis.
Thank you. And do you think that this methodology is specific to your discipline, or do you know if it is used by others?
These methodologies are often used by researchers in cultural studies. But now that research has become quite interdisciplinary, it is common to see these methodologies used across other disciplines such as urban geography, sociology, architecture.
And how do you do fieldwork specifically? Say you decide to study a particular city, could you tell us how you go about it step by step?
Before I start my fieldwork, I research the area to get an understanding of the landscape and what is taking place in the local area. So, for example, if there are any festivals, exhibitions, those sorts of things. I also contact the people I would like to interview to get their permission, to let them know what the project is about and why their viewpoint is important to the work I'm doing. With regard to the photo documentation, I often work in overseas locations, so I consider the sorts of places I'm going to photograph and whether there are any sites that might be culturally sensitive, and whether that might pose problems with locals if I do take photos in certain areas. I often take photos inside galleries and museums, so I also think about whether I need to get permission and who to ask in order to use images in my research publications.
And what kind of technologies do you use to gather data? So you take photographs. What do you use to take photographs?
So I've got a Canon camera, and it's a high resolution camera because the images I use are much clearer, and I need to think about that because they often get published in research articles.
And what can we understand about place using these particular methodologies and set of methods?
Well, doing a case study of a specific place helps us to see the role of landscapes in shaping people's ideas and how people relate to the space around them. The case study also helps us to see variations in meaning within a place. You learn to understand that there is usually no one set way of understanding a place, but differing viewpoints. So by doing a case study, you're actually localizing it and looking at a specific place. By using observation, interviews, and photography in your research, you can try and capture these different viewpoints, and that's what I'm really interested in when it comes to place, that there is no one way of understanding a place, but you've got all these variations. So the case study allows you to really get specific about that.
And so what would you tell our students if they were to use this particular methodology?
My advice is to try and be as prepared as you can, to have interviews set up in advance, and to expect that things can go wrong. So for example, you could have an interview lined up for your case study and the person backs out at the last moment. You need to then give yourself enough time to find someone else or maybe change your approach. So the key for me really is trying to get these important methodological aspects done in advance.
So which text would you say that students should read before doing this methodology?
I recommend Helen Simmons' book titled Case Study Research in Practice, published in 2009. And another useful book is Sarah Pink, Doing Visual Ethnography, published in 2013.
Now, could you give us an example from your own research?
My work has been looking at how power and meaning are written in the landscape. I've been working on a case study of a museum that recently opened in the south of France, in the city of Marseille. The name of the museum is the Museum of European and Mediterranean Civilizations. For this work, I interviewed curators in the museum. I documented the architecture and curatorial practices in the place. What I found interesting is that the design of the museum has strong Islamic influences, and it is located right next to the city's Catholic cathedral at the entrance of the city's harbour. The architecture and curatorial practices identify the museum with a wider Mediterranean narrative rather than a national one. It also highlights the importance of international mobility and influences that are part of the local landscape. So the museum shows, what it shows us is that the meaning of the city is currently being rewritten.
Thank you. And finally, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I just want to add that working on place and space is really exciting because it allows you to explore and engage with the affective and emotional relationship between people and spaces. And it gives you a chance to talk to people about what that means to them.
Thank you very much, Angela.